Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin here, and we are so glad that you joined us today for the program. We're believing that this program will bless you. We're believing, God, that He will speak to you, that He will help you to grow and to mature and to become all that you want to be in this world and in this life through Him, not without Him, but with Him. So I am just blessed beyond measure to be here today with my great friend, Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. I really want people to get hungry, that if we can spark hunger into them to get deeper in the Word.
Sure.
And to be part of their life.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Because a lot of people say, oh, the Word, it was written years ago, doesn't apply to me today. It applies to you today.
Right now, in this moment.
Oh, my gosh. It is so real. It comes out, and this is, I'm going to jump into it. I don't know why, but when you get saved and then you get Spirit-filled, those words come out of the Bible. They become life. It's like they become like Jesus sitting there talking to you.
Sure.
And I want to spark that.
Well, what I love is that you can actually take the Word of God and you can actually speak it over your life. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with the topic today, is that we would talk about the power of a spoken word, but it's not just any word spoken. It's the power of the Word of God spoken over your life. And, you know, we do have to be mindful because other words still have power in life, so we need to be mindful of what's coming in of our mouth and what's coming out of our mouth.
So I want to say to that, words have power.
Yes.
Either good or bad.
Right.
They have power. They're full of power.
Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
That's right. So, Kevin, I'm just going to jump into this.
Yeah,
because
jump in.
I want to demonstrate.
We're going right off the.
Oh my gosh, this is in my heart.
Diving board into the deep end, right?
So let me start with, in the beginning.
Okay.
God spoke the word. He spoke the heavens. He spoke the word, the waters. He spoke the birds. He spoke everything. He even spoke us.
Yeah.
He didn't come and got that dirt and started molding it, you know, and building it. He spoke it, and it happened.
Right.
That's how much power the word has.
Wow.
The same way.
So good.
A negative word, and I'm going to give you an example. This touches home. Okay. We really need to watch what we say.
Oh yeah.
Because we can lift and bring life, but we can destroy somebody.
Absolutely.
When my daughter was in first grade, we had moved from South Florida, and it really affected her emotionally, and we didn't know that until she started going to school, and I saw the changes in her. The teacher she had in first grade she taught a certain level, and you had to learn that way, and my daughter couldn't learn that way. We had her tested eventually in first grade. She started getting sick, and she will come home and she says, my teacher said I'm dumb. I can't learn. She says that I'm a bad girl. I mean, this is what she will come home telling me in first grade.
Sure.
And she's the most loving child. Now, she was full of energy. I don't deny that.
Sure. In other words, she was a little difficult probably to manage in a classroom, just running around. Or
she started doing that because she was bored. She couldn't understand. So she will get up and she will move. And then as we got her, they tested her in school. And she says she's smart, but she learns differently. She has to touch.
She's visual and.
She has to see it, but she has to touch it. Well, in school, you read. Well, she couldn't touch the material, so she couldn't understand.
Yeah.
And so the first semester, I ended up going to the doctors 2-3 times a week. And they had to do MRIs, CAT scans. She was throwing up. She had migraine headaches. This child is 6 years old.
Wow.
So I started to pray. I'm like, Lord, what do I do? What do I do? For 4 months, I prayed. And finally, he says, take her out of school and homeschool. I'm thinking, I have no idea what I'm doing here. So through the whole 12 years that I taught her, she struggled because she will say to me, I can't learn. I'm dumb. That's what my teacher said. So we struggled through it. But we survived. And she goes, I'm not going to college. She played in a school. She was able to play volleyball. And the teacher said, I want you to go try out at college for volleyball. She wasn't going to school, but she said, volleyball? I'll go try. She got a full scholarship for college to go. So now she's going to college. She's struggling in college. And one of the teachers comes and says, I think you have a learning disability. I need you to get tested. She came home devastated. I told you I was dumb. The teacher seizes it again. I can't do this. And I looked at her and I said, this is awesome. You're going to get tested and I'm going to prove to you that you believed a lie and you acted on it because of this lie. And this test is going to show you that you are smart and you can learn.
Yeah.
She took the test. And thank you, Jesus. They said, you're very smart. You can do this. We don't understand why you're having these issues. So we had to come in and break that curse word that was spoken over her.
Yeah.
That she received. Okay. It was spoken and she received it. She believed it, acted on it.
Sure. She put faith in those words.
Yes. Because it was a leader and she trusted her. But once we broke that curse, she turned around the next semester, she got straight A's.
Wow.
It was hard.
So good, yeah.
She had to really study, but she did it.
That's good.
She graduated. She got her AA certificate. Today, she owns her own business.
Wow. That's so good.
People, watch what you say. Yeah. Speak the word of the Lord over people. Speak the truth. And if it's anything that's been spoken over you that is not truth, break it.
Yeah, words have power, guys. You've got to know and understand, you know, that when God said, let there be light, there was light. When God said, let there be a space between the waters, there was space. You know, when God said, let the waters flow together into one place, they did. You know, God said, let the waters abound. He said, let the earth produce every sort of animal and all of that. He said, you know, it all happened, you know, in accordance with that. And we're made in God's image.
Which means that we have that power because he put in us. He put that authority in us.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? So, you know, the bottom line is our spoken word has power. Okay, so wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction, but the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. That's in Proverbs 18, 20 through 21. We have to watch what we say. You know, we will either bring life or death with our speech. Whatever it is that you're saying over your life out there that needs to stop happening, you've got to make those corrections with your words, and then you got to break the faith that you've put in those words. You know, the choice is ours. Whatever comes out of our mouths reflects what is deep in our hearts. So we've sown these seeds, and the words are just a product of the seeds that are in our heart. You know, it's, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what?
Speaks.
So what's coming out of your mouth is a true test of what's really in your heart. And your daughter grabbed those words, and she said, I'm dumb. And that went into her heart. And then everything she spoke after that came out of that core belief that she put in her heart that says, I am not smart, when really she was, but it was a lie. See, the enemy is trying to sow lies into people's lives, Martina.
Yeah, you believe, you get deceived, but you know what? She has the mind of Christ. So if anything has been spoken over you that is negative, go to the Word and find the truth of it, okay? Let me give you an example. Jesus has washed you and purified you with his own blood and chosen you for a royal priesthood and holy nation. That's who you are. You are wonderfully made in Psalms 139:14. You're God's masterpiece, Ephesians 2:10. You're a friend of God, John 15:5. You're the apple of God's eye, Deuteronomy 32:10 and Psalm 17:8. You are victorious through Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:57. You are free from condemnation, Romans 8:1.
Yeah, these are really good.
You are more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. You are complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. You are a child of God and an heir, Romans 8:16 through 17. You have been forgiven of all your sins through the blood of Jesus.
Come on.
And that's Ephesians 1:7. Your spirit, soul, and body have been sanctified. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
I mean, there's so many scriptures, guys. You've been acquitted from all your charges against you in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God and by His Word, which is truth. You've been washed, sanctified, and justified. That's in John 17:7 and 1 Corinthians 6:11. You've been set free from sin. There is no condemnation against you. Romans 6:5-6. See, we can speak the word of God over you by faith in the blood of Jesus. You have received redemption and justification for your sins, and you have become the righteousness of God. Romans 3:21-26, Philippians 3:9, Colossians 1:14. Jesus has given you physical and emotional healing. 1 Peter 2:24. I mean,
the word is powerful. Listen to it. Take a hold of it. Believe it.
Yes. If you're going to put faith in anything, Martita, put faith in the Word of God.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, my Word will not come back void in your life. It will accomplish what it's been sent in the earth to do. What problem are you facing in your life? You know, some of you may be struggling with financial problems. Some of you may be struggling with health problems. Some of you may be having emotional difficulties in your life and struggling with life emotionally. You need to go to the Word of God, and you need to find scriptures to begin to speak over those situations in your life. I'm dealing with sickness in my body, Martita. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. So begin to speak that. And then begin to believe what you're speaking to the point where it drops into your heart. It becomes part of your core belief. And then you begin to speak life over yourself instead of death. It could be like, oh, I'm done for. It's over for me. But no, he has come that I might have life. And life more abundantly is the scripture that you would want to speak over your life.
And for those of you that are listening and you're thinking, well, you know how to find it in the Bible. I don't. How do I find it? Look, God has made it so simple. Technology comes really handy. Let's use it the right way. You can go to Google and say, give me verses about healing. Give me verses about depression. Give me verses. You can put whatever. It will give you verses.
It'll then, break it down for you.
Yes. And then you can go and research it on the Bible. And if you have a Bible, like my Bible in the middle, I can read a verse, and then in the middle has other verses where I can find more information about the same subject. So it guides you. If not, go to the church and sit there and start learning. Talk to people and said, can you help me with this? And somebody can guide you and lead you and help you learn more and more.
That is so good. You know, in Luke 6:43-45, it says this, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good that is stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil that is stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. See, earlier I was saying, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But, you know, your heart is a tree of your beliefs. And
yes,
a lot of those beliefs were placed in you by words that were spoken over you. Many of you have had words spoken over you when you were little, things that your parents said, you're never going to amount to anything, you're never going to do anything good with your life, or what's wrong with you, things like that. And those things are not the truth about you. The truth about you is that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been made with purpose, that God has a plan for your life, that, you know, Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have for you, to give you a hope and a future, that you have a calling from God. You were created with purpose in every area, even your daughter in her supposed disability. It was really just an ability that was given to her that was different than other people's ability to live her life and to live for God in the way that she was made, in the way that she was created. So I want to encourage people that are out there today to take a moment and examine your life. Look at the things that are your biggest problems, and let's begin to figure out a strategy of what we can begin to speak over ourselves. And what are the words that you can begin to release from the scriptures that are going to change your core belief, change who you are, change what you're thinking about yourself, and begin to see an anointing and a power of God come over your life through speaking the word over yourself, and watch your situations and circumstances totally and drastically change.
I'm going to go scientifically here and back it up. Dr. Leaf, I think it's Carolyn Leaf. She's a brain doctor, and she's done a lot of research. And she mentioned that the person, if you hear something negative, it starts killing cells in your brain, and it's like a tree that starts wilting and becoming black. And then when you start changing that words to positive, within 3 weeks, all those cells get to be new life, and the brain turned like a tree green and starts growing back up.
Wow.
Okay. So if you take the word and you start renewing your word, like it says in Romans, renew your word, renew your mind with the word. If you start doing that every day and speaking the word of God, remember the word of God is life and is spirit. So when you're speaking it, it has power and authority.
So good.
Okay. You start speaking to that, your mind starts to be renewed, and then you open your heart and say, I open my heart to this. It starts connecting. Your life will be transformed.
Yeah. And it's the power. It's the same word power that God used to create the world. We have that power. We have that authority in our words, because we were made in his image and in his likeness. And
remember when Lazarus was dead?
Yeah.
Jesus stood there and says, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
He spoke, and that's he right. came with life, and he
sure.
walked right out. The word, and then people will say, well, that was Jesus. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. Now we are his ambassadors, and we are his voice. So we have to speak for him.
Yeah.
And that authority is in us.
Sure. I'm going to come after you guys for a minute. And I'm going to pull the pastor card on you. You know, what is your heart full of? Okay? Are you praising God in your life, or are you cursing him? Are you upset with him? Are you mad at him? Or what's going on in your life? Are you blaming him for circumstances that have been created in your life? You know, how are you treating people around you? Think about that. Are we saying one thing in front of people and then speaking differently behind their backs? You know, using our words in a negative way like that? You know, what are we saying behind closed doors when nobody else is watching? So how are we speaking to ourselves, Martita? What are you, you know, some people say, oh, you're crazy if you talk to yourself. But I talk to myself all the time. Like, what are you doing? What's wrong? You know, a lot of it happens in my head. But you know what? When we begin to speak life and we begin to speak the word out of our mouths, the situation changes, okay? So are we blessing ourselves, guys? Or are we cursing ourselves and our families with our tongue? You know, what are we bringing into our lives with the power of the spoken word?
Also, are we wearing a mask? How many times do we go, I leave the house and wear this mask? But let me tell you, when rough times comes along, push and push, the real you will come out.
Yeah. So, you know how you can tell when the real you comes out? It's when you're a carpenter, you know, and you smack your thumb with the hammer. And what are you saying?
What so comes out?
I'm like, Jesus, oh, I love you. Oh, oh. Or is it?
Yes. Yes. And, you know,
what's in your heart? It will come out in those moments.
And let me tell you, I have to be honest, that the last couple of years, I've been working and out in the world, you know, the secular, providing, you know, earning my living, and who I hang around in the situations. And I wasn't coming to church as much as I should have because I needed it, but I was working seven days a week with three different jobs. I started changing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like who I was becoming. Stress got to me, the way I was talking. Even my kids looked at me and said, Mom, who are you? This is not who you are. I had to repent, and I had to go to the Lord. I said, Lord, I need to put you first again because I've been working so hard that I've been walking in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit, and I let it get to me. I was worn out. What are we doing? Who are we hanging around with? Who are we listening to?
Sure.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it this way. You know, it's with everything that we're doing, we need to learn how to confess and speak life, health, and blessings over our lives. We've got to learn to I hate to say the word control, but we've got to learn to actually properly administer the power that is in our tongue and in our words. And as we learn to speak those things, and I'm guilty as charged. My wife's correcting my speech all the time. She's way better at it than I am, but it's like, you know, she's like, what? What did you just say? No. Let's fix that. And we'll have to re-speak some things, and we have to learn. It's a process. You're not going to get, you know, dialed in on this in one day.
No.
It's a process.
It's a process.
But we can begin that journey together.
It's a life,
and learn
living.
To speak. Yeah.
It's how you live life.
Yeah. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying this topic today. You know, the power of the spoken word. We're going to take just a real quick moment and thank our sponsors, and then we'll be right back at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35, you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're gonna have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's gonna be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out, we'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church Flea Market, Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church here, and I've got Martita Stanton, my great friend and colleague, with me today. And we've been talking about the power of the spoken word, Martita, and it's been really good.
Kevin, I love this, and it really hits home with me.
Sure. I think that if we can learn to speak life, we can learn to experience life.
I think it starts with, what are we filling ourselves with?
Yes.
Okay, because what we fill ourselves with, I mean, if I fill a cup full of coffee, and I pour it out, it's going to be coffee. So what am I putting in my brain?
Right.
And that's what's going to come out.
Yeah, it's powerful. So I think we really need to address the topic of words that have created blocks. They've
yes.
created damage. They've created wounds. They've created
yes.
hurts. And people are actually, they don't realize it, but they're living their lives off of these hurts. And they've built this stuff into their core beliefs.
Yes.
And I think it would be really good if we just maybe prayed over them and began a process of breaking those words off of their life. And then if they would begin to speak life, I believe they can begin to experience victory in these moments in their life. So, Martita, I'm going to kick it over to you. Why don't you pray a prayer with us to break these word curses off of
our lives. Please repeat this, and you'll see God working. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For the word curses I have spoken over myself.
For the word curses I've spoken over myself.
Or the word curses that have been spoken over me.
Or the word curses that have been spoken over me.
Jesus, I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your forgiveness.
And I choose to forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive those that curse me.
And I forgive anyone who's cursed me.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I break the power of all negative.
I break the power of all negative.
And curse words.
And curse words.
Spoken over me.
Spoken over me.
And to unclean spirits.
And to unclean spirits.
And cancel all their plans.
And I cancel all their plans.
And workings against me and my family.
And workings against me and my family.
I command every unclean spirit attached to these words.
Command every unclean spirit attached to these words.
To leave my life right now.
To leave my life right now.
Causing no harm to me or my family.
Causing no harm to me or my family.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Remove every lie.
Remove every lie.
Every pain, trauma, and physical issues from my life right now.
Every issue from my life right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, you are now walking in victory, and we will see you next program here at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community. We'll be right back.